This is Life and Technology with Jeff Quattromani and Emily Power. Jeff, it's astonishing what we can put into our homes now to make them smart.
Yeah, look, you can get smart home equipment, whether it's a light bulb, whether it's a power adapter. There are so many different things that you can now get to make anything smart. And I always like to start with the lampshade, because you change that light bulb, you walk into the room, you say, hey, Google, turn on the lampshade. It's a simple way of doing the smart home.
And so you can start small with those sorts of things and then move up to, well, what are we talking? Where's the limit here with what our homes can do for us?
Well, I mean, when you walk into the home, you can either start commanding the robot vacuum cleaner to start, the robot mower to start. You can open the windows or the blinds. Really, when you think about it, there's probably no limit where you can take the smart home when you wanted to.
Yeah, and you've got a guest that can talk us through how to do it ourselves.
I have. And look, this is really exciting. We've got Graham Reardon. He's the Managing Director from D-Link Australia and New Zealand. And if you haven't heard of D-Link before, they are a huge company which focuses on networking and the smart home. And we've got Graham with us today. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Well, look, I'm really well. And look, Graham, I was introduced to D-Link in my first IT job. I was setting up networks in classrooms with hubs and switches. But for those who don't know D-Link, tell us a little bit about the company.
Well, we are one of the oldest networking companies in the world, actually, more than 35 years, and even in Australia, more than 30 years now. So we've been around for a long time, supplying both homes and businesses for networking gear for all of that period of time.
And look, Graham, I want to touch on home networking a little, as I often hear complaints about the NBN, and we certainly receive a lot of calls on this show about people's slow internet and things like that. But sometimes we realise that the actual bottleneck or the problem inside people's homes is their home network. Is this something that you're seeing as well?
It is, and I think you've touched on it right at the start after the ad break coming on. More and more people are finding that they want more and more smart devices. I'll add my smart washing machine that you were just talking about at the start there. And more and more people want these type of devices in the home, but of course the underlying network is what powers it. And so often it's really important to look at that in combination with your NBN or internet connection.
And when we think about, you know, home networks, what are some of the considerations that people should be, you know, thinking about when they're looking to upgrade their home network?
Well, the first thing we always talk about is, if you can, use a cable. While Wi-Fi has come a long way, a cable is always the best option. It doesn't get interference, for example, from microwaves and lights and things like that. So if you've got the opportunity to use a cable and plug it into an Ethernet port, then definitely do that. But, of course, many devices are Wi-Fi as well. So the latest and greatest innovations in the last few years have been around mesh technology for Wi-Fi. So I'd really recommend people to look at a mesh system. And obviously, depending on the size of their home, you might need 1, 2, 3, or maybe even more nodes, you know, to be able to cover your house correctly.
And when you do talk about mesh systems, it's almost like adding beacons around the home that spread your Wi-Fi network. I like to call it a bit of a like a triangle, if you can, of Wi-Fi, where anything within that Bermuda Triangle does get Wi-Fi coverage, and it's the same experience across the home. And, you know, your latest mesh Wi-Fi solutions have got artificial intelligence built in now. What is going on there? Tell us a little bit about that.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? We've jumped onto the bandwagon as well. But it makes sense, because obviously it's a complex system, right? Wi-Fi is difficult for most people to understand. There's a lot of acronyms around it, but AI really takes that complexity out and provides you with reporting easily to see who's on your network, be able to increase the amount of network connectivity that you require, shows what sort of speeds you can get around the home, all very simply via a weekly report, for example, that you can set up on the devices to provide with you. And that's AI in the background collecting all that information and then presenting it to you in a nice format so you can understand what's going on in your network at any time.
It's probably one of the things that I think we've seen D-Link do over the years is they've made systems like this so easy to install that, you know, people like me who used to get called up to install somebody's home router no longer needs to, because almost anyone can set these up and change their home router, add a new Wi-Fi solution without really the help of a techie nearby to do it.
Absolutely. And I've been, a real proponent of that, being, you know, my family's techie with my 5 kids and my parents and, you know, all my aunties and uncles always used to jump on the phone. But I can tell you over the last few years, it's really died down, because now you just pull out your smartphone or your tablet, install an app, The apps are really fantastic in just guiding you through what's required, which is really only two or three steps now, and you're up and running. And then, as I said, getting those reports every week, showing you exactly what you need to do. So it's really come a long way the last few years and definitely cut down on the amount of support calls I've got, and I'm sure you've got as well.
It certainly frees up our weekends a little bit, doesn't it? And look, stepping away from networking, D-Link also plays a big role in the smart home with sensors and even home security cameras. What's happening in that space for D-Link this year?
Yeah, it's all around cameras for us. We've been a huge proponent in cameras. We were one of the first to launch a cloud system called My D-Link, which has been around for a number of years now, over 5 million people on that, so to provide you your cloud backup and storage for your photos and be able to easily see your devices or your cameras and your sensors and the like from anywhere around the world. So we'll be launching a new range of cameras fairly early off in the new year, which is something we're really looking forward to. And again, making sure that we've got the technology to provide, the network that underpins all of that across the home.
It really is a little bit hand in glove there. It's actually quite a perfect fit. But Graham, thank you so much for joining us on the show, and have an amazing Christmas.
Likewise. Thanks, Jeff. Take good care.
It's exciting to think where this space can go as well, and all the different things that we can get a help with. When I was listening to that chat, Jeff, I was thinking about how helpful it can be for people who are older. If you've got parents where, making sure blinds go up and down and all of those little things, staying in your home for longer as you age, some of this technology can really play a part in that.
It really can. And some of those smart home sensors, if you've got your kids, especially if you're elderly and your kids can see those sensors, they might at least just check in to know, oh, hey, she is up and about, she is doing things, because we can see that through the smart home without, direct monitoring of them. It's a great way of keeping an eye on people.
Yeah, it's an exceptional way that those things are helping our lives. More of your calls after the break.